I'm here in the studio with Terry Cole. This is Adam. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. If you're here with me tonight, this is the final episode of Pretzel Logic for this semester. Yes, it's been quite the journey. Pretzel Logic, don't get it twisted. This semester, we've heard lots of wonderful music. We've heard genre-themed episodes. We've heard themeless episodes. We've had guests. We've had antics. We've had it all. We've had some listeners here and there, but we don't need those listeners. You know, it's all important that I'm just here, I'm doing my thing, and that's Pretzel Logic. And tonight on Pretzel Logic, the best songs of 2019, part two. Last week we heard my favorite hip hop and noise rock of the year. This week we hear my favorite alternative and pop of the year. And yeah, we got a lot of exciting things ahead of us. We have some Richard Dawson ahead of us. We have some Wiseblood ahead of us. We have some Caroline Polachek ahead of us. We have even some Lana Del Rey ahead of us. It's going to be a good hour. It's going to be a fun hour. It's going to be the last episode of Pretzel Logic, so it's a somber moment, but yet one that I meet with a lot of love. In the studio with me tonight, as I mentioned, I have Terry Cole. Terry, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I've been here for several hours. I'm going a little insane, and I'm ready to feel some music.
As am I. And before we get started, I'd just like to remind people that the next couple of days, I will have shows from noon to one on air, just playing whatever I want. Feel free to call in. Feel free to do whatever you want. I'll be back on air tomorrow at noon. Yeah, but for right now, let's just get the music started. Let's get it started with a song from the new Purple Mountains album that came out this year. Purple Mountains, unfortunately, only released one album. Shortly after its release, frontman David Berman, of course, formerly of Silver Jews fame, passed away very tragically. But he came out with a really great record this year, record which I see in a lot of ways as a goodbye record to what was a fabulous, fabulous career in the 90s and the 2000s and now in the 2010s as well. So let's hear from Purple Mountains, That's Just the Way I Feel.
Well, I don't like talking to myself, but someone's gotta say it, hell, I mean, things have not been going well. This time I think I finally fucked myself. You see, the life I live is sickening. I spent a decade playing chicken with oblivion. Day to day I'm neck and neck with giving in. I'm the same old wreck I've always been. And when I see her in the park, it barely merits a remark. How we stand the standard distance, distant strangers stand apart. Of course I've been humbled by the void, much as my faith has been destroyed. I've been forced to watch my foes enjoy ceaseless feasts of schadenfreude. And as the pace of life keeps quickening beneath the bitching and the bickering, when I try to drown the thoughts in gin, I find my worst ideas know how to miss working with the young folk. I know I must be paranoid when I pick up the groceries. One of the girls who works the checkout turns under her breath and it destroys me. Chen prescribed me beta blockers and recommended taking daily exercise. So I started jogging to my old great surprise.
We just heard first, That's Just the Way I Feel from Purple Mountains. Their self-titled album came out this year. And then we heard Jogging from Richard Dawson's album 2020, one of my absolute favorite albums of this year, one of my songs of the year outright. I absolutely love that song. It's so huge, but also so wordy and funny and vulnerable and incredible. And I love the way he uses the synths on there and the strings too. It really builds to a powerful climax. And
That's what we're about here at Pretzel Logic.
Yeah.
Powerful and, climaxes.
And though it might be daunting, he's trying to raise £1,000 for the British Red Cross. So, you know, he's just doing his thing. Anyway, yeah, I absolutely adore Richard Dawson in general. Amazing British artist. If you've not heard his album, Peasant came out a couple years ago. Really good album. And 2020 also really good too. And albums before that too, The Magic Bridge. And other great albums too, but he's a really creative guy, and he came out with, I think, is probably his best album this year, and that's probably my favorite song that he's ever recorded. I think it's pretty amazing. But moving right along here on 91.5, we have a song from Sandy Alex G, Hope.
Indifferent stars in the night sky. What? while I turn, still holding this love for you, without a thing to do but try to live in this uninvited liberation, without a home in your life or heart, without a shelter at all. Exposed and burning still, this unattended fire, for no one emanates a wasted warmth on the wind, pushing against the edges of what it means to give. Lost wisdom in sparks that rise and die, even if I never get to see you again, I'll know that when we collided, we both broke each other open. Rose petals were blustering, and I'm determined still to hold this open door, even now as it devastates. I wake up gasping in the void again. Speak sky, blow breaths, exhale to dissipate. Be always gathering clouds of yearning memory of all that we foresaw, laid out before.
Okay, we just heard what I would argue are my two Sad Boy anthems of the year. First, we heard Hope. That's from Sandy Alex G's new record, House of Sugar, far and away for me his best album. Just doesn't really compare to his others to me. It's the quality of recording improved, the songwriting improved, the experimentation improved, everything improved. And that was Hope, one of the more straightforward songs from the album. And after that, we heard Love Without Possession. That's from Mount Erie and Julie Dwaran's new collaborative album, Lost Wisdom Part 2, of course, the sequel to Lost Wisdom, which came out in the 2000s, a collaboration between Mount Erie, Julie Dwaran, and Fred Squire. And I just saw Mount Erie in concert on Friday. Phil Elverum was in excellent condition, as usual, manning his own merch table, pretty much doing everything himself, as he usually does, and playing a very nice, intimate set of tunes, including a cover of Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, which I was really not expecting and was absolutely wonderful. So shout out Mount Erie, shout out Phil Elverum, shout out Julie Dwaran, shout out Sandy Alex G, and shout out Terry.
Thank you, Adam Krasnow.
Of course.
Is it time for a PSA?
Let's play two more songs and then we'll do a PSA.
I understand.
Alright. Next let's hear from two artists that had fantastic art pop albums come out this year. First, let's hear from Wiseblood.
Drank a lot of coffee today. Got lost in the fray. I gave all I had for a time. Then by some strange design, I got a case of the empties, the ruler of my world, a lost forgotten happen to believe. Torture before it's sublime. Does that make it crazy? Cashing all of my courage before you're all mine. Does that make it crazy? Oh my God, I wanna know what it feels.
everybody. We just heard Ocean of Tears from Caroline Polachek's new album, Pang. And before that, Something to Believe from Wiseblood's Titanic Rising. Two really great pop albums came out this year. I really especially like that Caroline Polachek album. Very forward-thinking, futuristic, somewhat noisy, kind of glitchy pop music. I think it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're coming to the halfway point in our show, Terry. Would you like to find us a PSA to read? Before Terry finds us the PSA, it's tradition on Pretzel Logic to throw out a couple of shout-outs each week. Shout-outs to people, ideas, places that we are feeling particularly jazzed about.
And I will start us right off with a shout-out to my sophomore year algebra teacher and senior year computer science teacher, Trung Lai, a fantastic man, one of the most intelligent people that I've ever had the pleasure of speaking to for many hours. I'm shouting him out because I'm looking at an heartwarming invitation for a potluck at his house over the break that I unfortunately will not be able to attend.
Oh, that's stupid.
Last time I went, I had some fantastic hummus and pita chips and some kind of noodle dish that had been prepared with a combination of top ramen and fresh ingredients. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll throw a shout out to Malachi Jones, who called us on air earlier, who I hadn't spoken to in quite a while. I'll shout out River Abaddon, who got into college today. Congratulations to him. Of course, Tessa's younger brother. I will shout out my mother, because I always do. I will shout out... who else? What else can I shout out? I can shout out the Frank Erie Complex at MIT, where I had an interesting experience this past weekend. And I can shout out a man named Ethan. You know who you are and you know what you did. All right, Terry, a PSA.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, suddenly shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last at least 3 days? 72 hours, I think. How about a week?
Right.
Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So you best be prepared.
You best be.
In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep just a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy.
Mm.
Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. As always, this has been a public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford.
Tufts Medford.
Educational. And always, consistently, Freeform Radio.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Pretzel Logic. I'm Adam, and that's Terry Cole. Tonight we're going through some of my favorite songs of 2019. Just heard some pop music. Now we're going to go switch directions a little bit. First, we're going to hear from Kieran J. Callanan. This one's called You Weren't in Love With Me. Oh, and actually, I'll give a fun little anecdote about this record. It's called Return to Center. It came out this year. It's a covers album. This is a cover of kind of an obscure synth-pop hit from the 80s. Excuse me, will not be able to remember the name of the artist he's covering right now. But Kieran essentially bought all the supplies that he used to record the album at Guitar Center and recorded the album within the 30 days before the return policy at Guitar Center ran out, and then subsequently returned all of the equipment to Guitar Center, essentially recording this entire album for free. And the results were pretty good. There's an amazing cover of the Waterboys' The Hole of the Moon. There's a couple of amazing other songs, a pretty great record. And the song we're about to hear is called You Weren't in Love With Me. So let's hear it.
Standing on the outside, I don't know where I'm going to, but I do know just one thing, and that is it's over with you.
my friends are writing their resumes. My responsible friends are applying for jobs. But me, I was considering ditching Ezra and going by Esme. Baby, would you find that so odd? My dying friends are finding religion. Well, my intellectual friends are all denying God. But me, I got just one ambition. I sit around all day wishing that the real me might be the one you want.
Fireworks over the sea.
Okay, we just heard three songs. First, we heard You Weren't In Love With Me, Kieran J. Callinan. That's from his new record of covers called Return to Center. After that, we heard Ezra Furman, I Want to Be Your Girlfriend. Ezra Furman, of course, a Tufts alum. That's from her new album, 12 Nudes. Really fantastic punk and indie rock album. And then lastly, we heard Miami Memory, the title track from Alex Cameron's new album. Yeah. And we're drawing to a close here. We got a couple more things to play. The first of which is a song from the new Lana Del Rey album.
Took my sadness out of context at the Mariner's apartment complex. I ain't no candle in the wind. I'm the board, the lightning, the thunder, the kind of girl who's gonna make you wonder who you are and who you've been. Who I've been is with you on these beaches. Your Venice bitch, your diehard, your weakness. Maybe I could save you from your sins. So kiss the sky and whisper to Jesus. My, 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 you found this, you need this. Take a deep breath, baby, let me in. You lose your way, just take my. You're lost at sea, then I'll command your boat to me again. Don't look too far, right where you are, that's where I am. I'm your man. I'm your man. They mistook my kindness for weakness. I fucked up, I know that, but Jesus, can a girl just do the best she can? Catch a wave and take in the sweetness. Think about it, the darkness, the deepness, all the things that make me who I am. And who I am is a big time believer that people can change, that you don't have to leave her when everyone's talking. Stand. Cause even in the dark I feel your resistance. You can see my heart burning in the distance. Baby, 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 I'm your man, yeah. You lose your way, just take my hand. You're lost at sea, then I'll command your boat to me.
Wondering what I've been up to. I'm trying not
right, everybody out there, we just heard Mariner's Apartment Complex. That's a song from the new Lana Del Rey album. I'm quoting here, Norman fucking Rockwell. And then we heard the single Stranger Love from Thelma. And yeah, that's going to end it for what I consider to be some of my songs of the year. Of course, there were many, many, many more great songs. I did not get to play a song from the Sharon Van Etten album. Did not get to play a song from the Ana Franco Electrico album. Did not get to play anything from, whatchamacallit? What was I about to say? Who knows?
Thank you.
Thank you. And now, it's been such a wonderful semester.
And a marathon.
Such a marathon tonight. And there's really only one way, I think, to end it. There's only one way to end it with one of my favorite songs of all time, with one of the quintessential songs of the 1970s. I can think of no better way to finish the semester on Pretzel Logic. I will see you next semester. Hope maybe at a different time, but I think at the same time, but it's absolutely wonderful. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. This is Adam signing off. This is Terry.
This is Terry also signing off. Proud that I could share these instantaneously short moments on FM radio with the rest of the Pretzel Logic crew.
Keep on rocking in the free world, Terry, and do do loot do.
Play the song.
All right, whatever, Terry. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, and this is Barrytown.